Good evening. Welcome to worship. Before we officially start, we're going to do a little bit of teaching and learning. This is a liturgy you more than likely have never seen before. It's kind of printed, but it's not distributed yet. And so it's entitled "Behold, I Make All Things New." This liturgy, I'll tell just a little brief story about it. For seminary class and kind of our youth and family ministry course, our assignment was that we needed to sit with a young person and just listen to their story, and not necessarily impress any kind of religion or faith talk, but simply listen. And if it blossomed into that, wonderful. And then we were to write a paper about it. But our instructor is really big on creativity, and he said, if you could come up with something better, do it. And so, of course, Ben, not really being a paper writer or anything like that, thinks, well, I'll just write a liturgy for 18 to 35-year-olds because that's the crowd that's missing the most from mainline denominations. And I said, oh, yeah, I'll just go write a liturgy. That sounds great, you know, for people who are not as gifted as Ben with writing music. And so, of course, he had this plan for 2 to 3 months to write this liturgy. And, of course, he never worked on it, ever. And so within a few weeks, I was like, Ben, you're supposed to write a liturgy. Yeah. I need to be inspired. Okay. And the week came, Ben, you're supposed to write a liturgy. I need to be inspired. Okay. And so we weren't married yet, so I didn't have that much authority over him. I just kind of gently was encouraging him. And so the day before it was due, I said, Ben, your liturgy's due tomorrow. And he said, yep, I'm on it. And goes in his room, his seminary dorm room, and this is what came out of it the day before. And how he did it, nothing was written down. He recorded on his computer, and layered songs and voices, and then he made me sing parts, and I'm like, I don't know this. And he was like, you just sing it. And so, And so then he played a recording of it the next day for our classmates. And so, and that is the story kind of behind this piece. And some of the pieces in here are geared towards, he noticed as he was with college kids, he led a focus group at Luther College. Some of their favorite songs was a song like, here he comes riding on the cloud, shining like the sun at the trumpet call. And it's so high, and it's way out of everybody's range, but it's their favorite song to sing because they can just belt it out. And so the glory to God is a little bit high, but it's on purpose. It's so people can belt it out, and it's not meant to be perfect or on the right pitch even, just so you can belt it out. And so if you're thinking, Jesus is really high, that's because it's meant to be. Okay. And so one of the things that I think is important in singing this liturgy is that you kind of become a slave to the music. Okay? The rhythm in here is merely kind of suggestive in a way. And how Ben sang, it's like he felt the music and it became a part of him. And so don't be self-conscious about if you're getting the right rhythm correctly. We will help to lead you in it, but let it in and sing it. And so we don't have time to go over every piece on this liturgy. So you can hear it, and don't be afraid to simply sing it, because that's what we're here to do tonight. And then those of you who will be here on Sunday, we're going to do pieces of it on Sunday again. Am I missing anything, Erin, on this? Okay. So we're going to try just a little bit of the holy, holy, holy. You can find the holy, holy, holy on page 10. And we'll go through the Great Thanksgiving. And now the pattern at the bottom of the page for the holy, holy, holy is you sing each line twice. Okay, there's not a repeat sign on here, but you sing each line twice, And then the really fun part, kind of the fourth time through, you get to pick a line. And it's very fun. So you can decide ahead of time, or you can let the Spirit move you and decide at that moment. So we're going to try this. And this is how the Great Thanksgiving sounds.
The Lord be with you, and also with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Now this is a part where you get to kind of hum or move.
Thank you.
sense or a feel from that piece a little bit about Ben's expression of music, and that worship is meant to be fun and celebrated, and that it's exciting. And so I hope you get a sense that also in the very eclectic and diverse pieces throughout this liturgy. So I invite you to open to page 2. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Jonathan will sing the verses to the Kyrie, and we will respond to that.
Thank you.
you have given us minds to know you, hearts to love you, and voices to sing your praise. Fill us with your Spirit that we may celebrate your glory and worship you in spirit and truth through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Thank you.
You may be seated. I have two poems to share with you this evening, as well as a reading, like Renee said, not from the Gospel, but from Revelation. And these poems come from the book The Gift, which is by a Sufi master named Hafiz. The earth braces itself. The earth braces itself for the feet of a lover of God to dance. The sky becomes very timid when a great saint starts waving his arms in joy. For the sky knows its prized fixtures. The sun, moon, and planets could all wind up rolling so wild on the floor. My dear, this world, its laws, our perceptions, are such a minute part of existence. Should not all of our suffering and sadness be like this, as just dropped from an infant's palm that is asleep against the breast of God? The earth braces itself for the feet of Hafiz. The sky pulls a mirror from its pocket and is practicing looking coy, for the beloved has at last opened his arms and is inviting my heart to eternally dance. The day candle, sun, has forgotten the hour. The whole world has gone joyously mad. Look, the sun's sweet cheeks are blushing in the middle of the night, desiring the rampage of the feet of God's lovers. The seed cracked open. It used to be that when I would wake in the morning, I could with confidence say, "What am I going to do?" That was before the seed cracked open. Now, Hafiz is certain, there are two of us housed in this body, doing the shopping together in the market and tickling each other while fixing the evening's food. Now, when I wake, all the internal instruments play the same music. God, what love mischief can we do for the world today? And finally, a reading from Revelation 21. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be God's people. And God and God's self will be with them. God will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who is seated on the throne said, "Behold, see, I am making all things new." Here ends our reading. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
As Renee and I were looking at poems together tonight, or this afternoon, we were thinking of creation and of one of Ben's songs that is actually written on his grave, this pitter-patter, this song about new life and even on a rainy day finding joy. I don't want to say what it's about because, like April said, Ben's songs have so many meaning. But this is part of it. And this poem of the seed cracked open is like, what love mischief can we do? And love mischief is a good word to describe Ben's spirit, which I think we have the honor and responsibility of carrying forth from this place. Even if you hadn't known Ben before this week at Holden, I think we all have this honor and responsibility to carry his joy forth and
What love mischief can we do together?
I don't have the words in front of you, but I invite you to, if you know it, sing it, and the end part you can pick up. It's pitter-patter, pitter-patter, about 20 times.
We're going to have some prayers this evening, and underneath, kind of spoken ones, and then invite you to sing a refrain off Ellie's instrument.
We'll do the hums, like you learned for in the song toes. So we'll hum underneath.
Come quickly to save.
come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Please be seated. These are the gifts of God, for the people of God. All are welcome at this table. If you prefer a blessing, please come and simply cross your hands in front of your chest, and we'd be happy to do so. This is common cup or intinction. So those of you on the top, if you want to make your way down at some point, that would be wonderful.
Thank you.
the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in God's grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Receive the blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Amen. I invite you just to sit briefly. And we're going to teach you the refrain of a song, for a sending song. It's called Earthen Vessel. And it's a song by Ben. And the refrain is really quite catchy to catch on to. So I'll sing it once for you. And then I'll ask you to repeat it. And then I'll invite you in when it's your turn again.
For you are my only Lord, and you are my almighty God, and I am your earthen vessel to spread your light into this world.
Let's all try that together. Here we go. For you are mine.
For you.
Everything I